March 26, 2024. I have just been sleeping, and in my sleep, when I start to wake up, it come to me about my birthday. It was when I was 35, and I was thinking, this is perfect age, because I had got my daughter, and when I was 33, and then everything looked great as I saw it, like that. And I didn't want to grow old. So on my birthday, when I was 35 years old, I wish that I should always stay, like, be 35. And I saw it, because it was slowly going down. It didn't go so fast to look old. And today, many people think I'm younger than my age. So that come true. And in that time, I didn't know God. I didn't know heaven. I only know what I saw and hear on earth here. And then I wish on my 50th birthday, when I go 50 years old, I say that I wish I was in United States. I live in United States, I wished. And it come true, that also. So I was just have arrived in the United States when I was 50 years old. And I left when I was 48, Sweden, and come to the United States. But what I didn't wish for was to have a decent life, to have a comfort life in the United States. I wished only to live in the United States, because that was not in my mind. It was not in my mindset that I should be homeless and poor, so poor. When I was, my birthday, when I was 50, I didn't even have money to could buy me a birthday cake. And I was alone. I had a hotel room. And I think I was it was someone that helped me to get to hotel room for some days. And I sit there in the hotel room and couldn't make any food, not make or buy me a birthday cake. And that was not what was in my mind when I say when I was 35 that I wish I live in United States when I am 50. And it was, I had lived in Texas, but then my husband did the wrong things, so we were on our way out in the street. It would be real homeless, everyone. But I say that we moved to Sweden because in that time, when we come to Sweden in 1999, wasn't it so that people were sleeping out in the street? If some people want to be homeless, they are mentally sick, so they feel more comfort to be on the street. And that's... no one know that if you have not met people in the mental state that they prefer to be out in the street, because a home for them is some like a prison for them. It's like those four walls they have falling on them. It's like a trap. That's the mental thinking they have. And they screaming and they destroy the living place where they are. So they can't have any home. So that's not 100% that everyone wants to have a home. But I wanted to have a home when I was homeless. But I didn't have so good option, like those other that have family and siblings and maybe grandmothers that they can go to. And so I don't really know what it was, why I was like... at the hotel room by myself without anything. And it was there where I know when I was to the Catholic Church and got the turkey, and that was in Thanksgiving. So I know I live in the hotel room, because I got from the Catholic Church, I got a frozen turkey, and I didn't have a kitchen. I didn't had a hotel room with kitchen. I have a microwave, but the turkey was too big to could do anything to it. I didn't have a knife for the kitchen. And it was only a small microwave for to make coffee and like warm up. Small things, not to do a turkey. And so what I wanted to say to you that listen, that be careful what you wish for. Because I didn't know. Later on, I come to know how to wish for. Because one day I had a contact with a man on the internet, and he wanted to meet me, and I said to God that it doesn't matter how he looked like, I will accept him as my boyfriend. It doesn't matter. And then I met him in the parking lot outside. It's like McDonald's. And it looked nice because he had a beautiful car. But then when he opened up the door and went out from the car, it was the most ugliest man I ever have seen. I was thinking that God must kidding with me to send such awful man. It was so impossible to love him. He was out of that limit for to call someone to look nice. He didn't look at all. He was very old in his body and have a stick and walk with. But that doesn't matter for me, as I had been married to a husband with one leg. But his face, he didn't need to have a mask on if he should act as a troll. Even troll can look nicely. But he was so awful, ugly. Yeah, it's sad to say, but there was nothing to touch that I was thinking that it coming with the time that I will love him, no matter how he looked like. I was thinking like that before I met this man. And he drove me out and we had a nice dinner. But he said to me that he saw that I was not into him at all. And it was true. And I say that, yes. It's impossible to be together with you. So from that moment, I understood that it's if you wish for a car, don't say that you wish for a car. Then it doesn't matter from heaven that you can get the car that you can drive and it's working. But it is very old, fragile, bad car that you get. You need to say exactly what you wish for. And And it is to be humble when you wish. You could wish a car, but not you not need to wish for a top suit car, but a good, nice car to look at. And then also ask that the angels is working on it, and there is seat that is okay to sit in. Those kind of things. You need to explain what you wish for and not ask like I wish I have my 50th birthday in the United States. That was not enough. I should have asked to be I was already together with a man that I have my daughter with. So, of course, I couldn't wish for a new man. But I if I knew God were heaven, I should ask for in what is birthday that I live in United States and I had a beautiful home that was mine. So the hotel room is not mine. Maybe for a short while. So maybe it's not that working either. But it's you have a lease, a contract of a house. And you can't say small either. The best is to write it up on a paper and show how it should look like. Or try to find that house in the magazine. And if you want to be in a city, you need to say that the house should be in a city. And if it's outside the city, you say that. And it can take time to describe everything, but you need to do that, to explain. I think many things of this have with where when they lived. It can be how they lived. And the car, a new car, was maybe that kind of old car they will give you. It can be that they are thinking like that. And you should wish for something that is today. You tell them that. You're only not thinking that it must be something built in our time, built like it after 2000. And you need to explain these things. It is when you wish for something, it's not something you only open up your mouth and say. It must be more thinking about. And maybe you should need to write it up on a paper or put it inside the camera and like a treasure in heaven, what it is you need, that you see that is what you need, and ask heaven to say that you are sorry if it sounds not humbled, but it's something I dream about to own, and it should be. You don't need to ask for a car, whatever, that has an engine that engine that works from one point to point to another point. It should be a real one. And you have to tell them that. It is very close to think that they see it in their way, how they lived. And you need to explain for them, it must be 2024 status on that belongings, things that you wish for. And I hear you, that you wish for a man, a husband, but you can't say, I wish I meet my husband today. And then it's coming a very bad person. He have just coming out from the prison. And you think, this is the man I had wish for. But you have only wish for a man. It should be maybe happy that you don't give a woman then. But if you're a man, you wish for a woman, you should be happy for that. So that what I wanted to say, that was what I wake up with, that kind of mind. So this is a special day because it's Easter time. I think it was that day when Jesus came with the colb, the young donkey. And I heard on television today that the priest say, oh, he come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. But it was not a real growing up donkey he came on. He came on those, I don't know if they do it today, but in that time they didn't start to ride on a donkey before they were 5 years old, until they were built right, be very strong to could ride on. And that was Jesus was coming into Jerusalem with a young donkey, but not any kind of donkey. It was a young donkey that was not to ride on. The disciples go and get a donkey that was not supposed to sit on. And that was Jesus, what he coming to Jerusalem on. And people laid down a palm branches and clothes, and that means they offering everything for the king that come into Jerusalem. And of course, you know, it's they go angry. Those Jewish, the people, they go angry at Jesus. He was one of them. He was born Jewish, but he didn't act as a Jewish. He did some Jewish things, but some things he did on his own, out from the Jewish tradition. So he was a rebel, as the Jewish people were saying. And I am kind of rebel also. So, and now I'm talking about how they are saying that it's eruption is coming, that Jesus is coming back April 8, 2024. But those things I don't listen at so closely, because they have said that many times, people, and that doesn't understand how it will be when Jesus is coming. Today, is it not like they will lay down the clothes and the branches of olives tree and palm tree? They will not do it, because there will be one sort of people in the crowd that hate Jesus and want to kill him once again. So that would not happen this year. But if I am wrong, I will tell you I have had wrong in my thinking. So God bless you, and thank you for listening. And this was coming from my thought when I was on my way to wake up.